It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. It's Elpozo and Pato.
Hey everybody, welcome to our first episode, October 1st, Potoween. Well, that just kind of stopped, huh? I guess I should have come in a little earlier. Well, you know, here's how we get these things off the ground. It's October and that means it's time. I'm also sweaty and needing to eat a sandwich, take a shower, and go to bed. And that means it's time. It's Helpful Snowman Potoween. This year's Potoween, we're going to share some spooky stuff, some scary stuff, some weird stuff, and I have some other stuff, too. Some of what we're going to do this year, if you may remember last year, we had a cryptic puzzle-solving contest, and people who successfully solved it got to hear the October 31st Potoween. So we're going to have something similar this year, but the prize is going to be a little more robust, and the commitment is going to also be more robust. I like the word robust, I guess, so we're going with robust. So throughout the month of October, there's going to be some participatory elements to Potoween. So if you want to be a true Potoweener, then you can play along. And today, to kick it off, we're going to talk about gore. Specifically, the gore book. So here's the deal. When I was in somewhere between third and fifth grade, I had a friend named Eric. And as you do when you're in third to fifth grade, you find something that you're interested in, stay interested in it for about 6 months at the most, and then move on to some other crazy shit. You know, whether it be fucking with the car in the parking lot that has the Viper security thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, step away from the vehicle. And it had this commercial with this cool animated snake in it. Whether it be that or something like a gore book. These interests are very capricious, but great. So here's what the gore book was. I don't know exactly how it started. I don't know who started it, although I'm guessing it was Eric. The reason being, he was a more creative and interesting kid than I was, and I was more of a follower. And it was just mine was a spiral-bound plain notebook. And inside it, I drew pictures of not dead people so much as gore, human gore, right? So, for example, you know, there was a picture. I can't remember a lot of the pictures. I remember being proud of a handful of them artistically or in terms of ideas. But for the most part, I can't remember. I remember almost none of Eric's. I'll tell you the ones I remember. I remember one where a guy is like standing in front of a huge speaker and it's blowing the brain out of the back of his head. I remember I drew one where this is hard to describe. Imagine a guy who's been quartered and each quarter of him is attached to a rope. And then you enter a room and there is, you know, a rope hanging from the ceiling with a quarter of a guy, a rope that's, you know, supernaturally coming straight out of the wall. That's also got the guy in it. Straight out of the other wall and then straight up from the floor and is just, the guy is just straight up in the air, the rope seemingly supernaturally up in the air. That was one that I thought was strange. There was one of a guy getting chainsawed by another guy. That one I specifically remember being one where I was like, I am not good at drawing. Part of the whole thing was that, you know, my friend Eric was better at drawing than me because everyone in the world is better than me at drawing. And so he would, you know, outdo me every time in terms of artistic. So I kind of just was trying to come up with the best ideas. You know, I think I had one of someone possibly getting hit by a car or something like that. I did do a Mario paint of Mario getting hit by a car. You could do these sort of animations with maybe like 10 frames. And it was a car and it just plows into him and his eyeball is like flying out with, you know, blood. So, you know, the chainsaw one I couldn't draw. So I tried to come up with good ideas. I remember there was one we both had. Because we had a mutual friend and his older brother had drawn this picture and it was of a decapitated head. Is the head decapitated or the body? I feel like the head is just the head. The head has been removed from the body and it was stuck onto a wooden fence, not like a tall wooden suburban fence, but like the type of fence that's like 4 feet high and it's wooden posts. Two parallel wooden posts that go into a vertical one. And it was stabbed through with a spear and stuck into the side of the fence that way. And, you know, it looked awesome because everyone's older brother was better at this shit because, I mean, I guess he was like 17, right? So, of course, he's better at that. He also had a homemade tattoo, which was three dots that were on his leg. That he had done himself in his bedroom, and we were like, whoa. So this is what was in the gore book. I mean, and this is a small selection of what was in there, because I don't remember. And ultimately, I couldn't find my gore book one day, you know. And it wasn't like one day I couldn't find it, and I thought, okay, because, you know, I was 10. So you can't find something one day and you're like, well, I'm 10, I'm an idiot, so of course I can't find this. So I looked around for quite a while and then I never found it. And eventually I found out what happened is my mom found it and got rid of it. Now, how she found it, I'm not sure. I don't remember keeping this a secret from her. This is like, I don't know, that seems important to me, right? Like it seemed like at the time it didn't particularly matter that she knew about this or not. It just seemed to be like a thing. Like, I guess I didn't think it was weird to draw gory pictures at that time for whatever reason. But she got rid of it, not because she was horrified by it, this is her version, but because she was nervous that someone else would come across this, you know, find it wherever, and be like, what the fuck? Which, she's not totally wrong, right? It was kind of a mixed bag parenting-wise, if you ask me. On the one hand, all right, good on her for taking the lead. I don't know what I want to say, but good on her. But on the other hand, I felt like this was atypical of my mom in that, you know, she was usually pretty cool about like whatever you want to read weird shit, you want to do weird shit, that's fine. I don't really care. I remember one time she was like yelling at my brother because we had a Hellboy comic and she was like, Hellboy, is this like your goal, like your hero now? And it was like, whoa, 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 lady. You should read this comic book because, I mean, he's a demon from hell, but that's against his will. Excuse you. So it was a rare move in that direction for my mom. And I guess like this is totally armchair parenting, but I kind of wish she had said, you know, listen, you need to understand this is kind of weird. And if other people see this, they're going to freak the fuck out. So here's the deal. Gore book is fine. Don't take it to school. That seems fair, right? I feel like that's pretty fair. So anyway, this all comes back around because this October, I've decided to create a new gore book. And, you know, so I have a notebook. It's just a plain notebook. And I'm going to try and draw like 31 gory images in it. And I kind of started thinking about them and stuff. And like, what was funny is I was thinking about them and they didn't seem quite the same. the pictures I was thinking of. And the reason is, A, I think they were jokes, but B, I was hesitating of showing the actual gore. Like, here's a key of the gore book. It can't be something's about to happen. It has to be something happening or has happened, and this is the aftermath. I feel like there, you know, if you're dividing event into threes, before, during, and after, it can be the during, it can be the after, but it cannot be the before. If it's the before, it ain't gore. Look at that. That shit rhymes. So it's like, it's a weird thing, but here's why I want to do it. I feel like this is, in a lot of ways, a much weirder thing to do as an adult, right? To be carrying around a notebook with, and especially, I mean, as a kid, but now as well, I have to believe that my lack of ability to draw made these all the more horrifying, because it just looked like a fucking preschooler had done it, right? And it's like, what is going on with this kid? What is wrong with this child? And so that's going to be weird. So here's the thing. This month, I'm going to make a new one because it's a... I feel like, in a weird way, Halloween is about, like, transgression, right? It's about one of the few times where you can kind of do that stuff. And I feel like as an adult, there are not as many things that are transgressive, or things that are transgressive don't feel as transgressive to me personally. I mean, they don't violate my personal beliefs or ideas the same way that you could do things as a kid that you weren't allowed to do. I mean, okay, I'm allowed to have sex, I'm allowed to drink, I'm allowed to smoke, I'm allowed to fucking gamble. I mean, it doesn't matter. Things that were transgressive as a child aren't as an adult. So I'm going to be creating and carrying this around to an extent, because I just think it's like a weird thing to do, and something that I think would make October all the spookier. Because that's the other thing. It's easy to get through your October as sort of a bystander. And I want to be... I don't want to be a bystander this October. I want to be where the people are. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. But drawing gore, you get to the shore. See that? That's another rhyme, so that makes sense. Like I was mentioning, some of this Potoween is going to involve you doing some stuff as well. So, in order to be involved in Potoween, I'm going to need you to make a gore book. It can be a little notebook, it can be a big notebook, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do 31 pictures, but just draw some gory pictures. And, you know, set them aside, and, you know, you'll find out more about what to do with them by the end of the month. So that's Potoween day one. That's challenge number one. Gore book. Get it? Don't let your mom find it, because she'll fucking throw it away and not tell you. And then we'll find out more as the month continues. All right, so that's day one, October 1st. We'll see you tomorrow, which is October 2nd. Dun, dun, dun. And we have a little movie called Phantasm to discuss. So I hope you're excited.